waste your time, please hang up and dial again. If you need help, please don't phone us.
Welcome to Waste Your Time with Marie and Justin. I'm Marie and this is Justin.
Hey, welcome everybody to the inaugural episode of Waste Your Time. This podcast, the inaugural. I can't say inaugural?
What? No, you can go ahead, but I don't even want to beat you up after saying that. Inaugural. Go ahead.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of Waste Your Time. This podcast came out of sheer boredom.
Sheer boredom.
Okay.
Well, it was our sheer boredom that made this podcast.
It really was, because we didn't have shit to do in, in Florida. I was about to say the city, but I didn't know if we were allowed to.
But, yeah, this is actually something for us to do together, since we really didn't have anything to do together. Clubs are actually pretty boring around here, where we are, where we're at, in this city of Florida.
Mm-hmm. And we listen to podcasts together all the time, and we just wanted to make one.
Yeah.
One of our own.
Yeah, we've been working on it, you know, thinking and planning. He came up to me like, I want this. And I was like, yes, I think we should do it. And it was hard, a lot of pushing and cramming and, you know, a lot of things we had to do in order to get this far. Now we have a little podcast of our own.
And it's so much easier to listen to a podcast than making one. It's a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah.
And they'll just, all it was talking, and it's difficult.
Yeah, you don't want to say, oh, that's easy. No, it isn't.
It's,
especially if you're working with him.
Yeah, the podcast I listen to is, my favorite podcast is Keith and the Girl.
I like The Black Guy Who Tips. That's actually my favorite.
I listen to both of them, so if our podcast kind of sounds similar, then that's the reason.
Yeah, we're not trying to step on any toes, but, you know, things happen.
Yeah, so just check them out. And we got a Twitter page. Twitter.com/wasteyourtime. Follow us on Twitter, please. Right now, we only have like, I don't know.
One. Only have one. but we're holding, we lost our robot because there was actually a girl who posted like every hour, and we thought that she was like one of those,
The spam.
Yeah, the spam. But I guess we were too boring for the spam, so she got rid of us. And
We will start tweeting.
Yeah, we will
start tweeting.
As soon as we get people to tweet for, we will start tweeting.
And tweeting is harder than it looks, too.
We would love for you to follow us.
Tweeting is harder than it looks.
And to tell you the truth, we will love your bad following or your good following. Justin's looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to the hate mail, actually.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, and he'll probably just reply back to it.
Oh, I will. Unless it's constructive criticism, I'll take that. You say something like our quality's bad. We already know our quality's bad. We're trying to improve. We're working on everything.
Yeah. So what actually got you into wanting to do a podcast anyway? I mean, not do a podcast, but what actually got you into a podcast?
Well, just listening to music was starting to get boring. I was looking for something else to listen to. And Keith and Girl was on, like, they're always in the top 10 on the list. So I just listened to them, and then I was hooked. And now I practically listen to, like, every episode of them already.
Well, I got into it because of Justin. He showed me a podcast of Keith and the Girl, but he also showed me another podcast of The Black Guy Who Tips.
I listened to them, too.
Yeah, he's an avid fan. And I actually became a big fan of The Black Guy Who Tips, too. I guess that's one of the reasons why we both wanted to start a podcast together. After hearing it, I really wanted to start one. And he was like, one day, let's do it. And I was like, okay. I was with it.
It's fun.
Yeah. So, basically, here we are, podcasting. And we've been called baby podcasters. And kind of made a smile on Twitter from Chonilla, actually. Thank you, Chonilla.
Thanks. Yes, how was your day?
Bad.
What happened?
Well, you know, I have little troubles with that smoothie machine, right?
I heard you broke it a couple of times.
I only broke it once.
Off the record.
It was only broken once. But today, I put some smoothie in there. I put the smoothie machine together today. Mm-hmm. And I put the smoothie mix in there without putting the spigot back on there.
What's a spigot?
It's like the thing that you push down and the smoothie mix comes out and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I forgot to put it back on there. So then it was like, as soon as I pour the smoothie mix into the
smoothie machine?
Bowl thing. It came out the other way. And it was like going all over me and stuff like backwards. That.
Yeah, on you?
Yeah, it was on my apron.
It was on your clothes and everything?
Yeah.
So you had to walk around with just smoothie all over you?
Well, what I did was I put my hand on it to stop it. Like, there was a hole, so I put my hand on there. And I couldn't get to the bucket, which was far away from me. So I was, like, standing there for a moment. And I was, like, calling out to my manager. And my manager was when like...
plugging it in.
I was holding up to it, yeah, with my hand. And my manager was walking around. And she was like... She came over there and helped me and stuff like that. But I guess I told her to hand me the spigot. And the spigot was missing something on it. So even with the spigot on, it was like dripping. And I was like trying to catch it with my hand. Then she took the spigot off, not knowing that.
Did you just get a bucket or something? Or
We thought that once we had the spigot on it, once we thought we had the spigot, then it would have like, stopped dripping and stuff like that. Because it's what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But seeing that the spigot was missing its part,
so y'all weren't prepared for this.
No, we weren't. But she took the spigot off, and then it started getting on the both of us. And people were looking at us, staring at us while we were trying to get all this juice and stuff like that off of us. Then I'm trying to clean up, and people are just coming by, looking at me. And
that's the worst, when they stare at you.
Yeah, they're looking, and then they're like... basically saying, hey, while you're doing that, can you get me a hot dog?
Why you got your hands on the dirty floor?
I'm looking at this
maybe
stuff
a hot dog while you're down there.
Yeah. I'm looking at the stuff I'm cleaning. I'm looking at them. I'm looking at the stuff again. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? What is this? Really? I'm trying to clean here. And I give these people what they want, but they just keep on coming. And this one man was like, excuse me, I want a hot dog. And I was like, excuse me, can you wait?
The black side, you came out.
Oh, my gosh. And he was like, excuse me, did you just yell at me? I was like, yes, sir, I did. He's like, are you going to apologize? I was like no, sir, I can't.
Apologize for what?
I can't apologize. Like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to get some work done here, and you're coming over here yelling at me about some hot dogs. I didn't even see your ugly face, for one thing. So, I was, I was very upset. He even told on me, but my manager already knew what was going on. So, she gave me, like, me and this manager actually go back, because she's actually, like, was my friend before she was my manager.
For your boss.
But she actually gave me like a warning, like not to yell at the customers again. But it was like a pretty bad day.
Worth it.
Yes, it was.
Yelling was worth it.
Yes, it was. I think it was what gave me some closure on this stupid bad day. Had to get up early to help my sister get her car today, too.
Mm-hmm. How's that? That was...
Oh, my God.
How is it dealing with the car dealers?
Actually, I didn't have to deal with them at all. My big sister and my little sister were there. And my little sister was the one who was getting the... Yeah.
To look scary.
No, I wasn't there to look scary. I was just there for moral support because my little sister just wanted me to be there. What, do you think I look scary?
No. I didn't mean like that. Well, at least it wasn't cake batter that spilled on you.
Cake batter. Oh, yeah, from yesterday? Oh, my gosh. The conversation in this boy.
Yeah. But, like, how do you feel about... Do people stereotype you at work? Or when they see you?
Stereotype?
You being an African-American woman. Yeah. A beautiful African-American woman.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
That was a compliment. You could have... Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Dear sir.
Shut up.
Compliment me again, for I will love thee. Please.
Go on. Have you ever been, stereotyped at work?
No. Well, actually, they do expect me to yell a lot. I mean, people that come around expect me to, like, oh, the best things.
Oh, she's black. She has an attitude already just from going to work. For showing up to work.
I don't have an attitude. I only give attitude to those.
I mean, that's what they expect from you. I know you don't have an attitude.
Yeah, it's I don't typically get attitudes, and I guess that's what they expect from me. Like, this one time I actually brought an a manga to work and just sat
manga
there.
Manga is a Japanese comic book, right?
Yeah. I just sat there reading it because I don't work at work. And how dare people make me work at work? That's not what I do. I just sit there and read my manga. And I was just sitting there reading my manga, and this guy is like looking at me, and he was like, is that in Japanese? I was like, no, it's in American. He was like, are you reading that left to right or right to left?
I was going
to
say that. Like, why is it, they're rather different.
Yeah.
Like back.
Yeah.
And people look at me, they expect me to be able to watch anime and all that, read that manga.
Yeah. He actually asked me if I had, like, some Asian in me or anything like that.
Oh, no, I did not ask you that.
No, not you. The guy.
Oh, okay.
I hope not. I was like, no, just fully black. Nothing Asian in there.
And you look at both of us, who likes anime more? It'd be you, Murray.
Yeah, it's definitely me.
And who likes rap music more?
It's definitely him.
It's definitely me.
But only ones that, you know, the guys have a GED.
Sounds smart. They have to sound smart. Not like Waka Flocka or anything. Voting is good. Voting good. Nothing like that.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, that's what they think about. What about you? Do you have to deal with any stereotypes at your job?
At work, they think we all speak the same language. They ask me, do I know what they're talking about? And the Filipino people across the street, I don't know what they're talking about. They speak a different language. They assume that we all speak one language.
Yeah.
Asian.
Yeah, they all speak Asian.
What's good about us, we get the good stereotypes. Yeah. Like being smart, and I wish I had those stereotypes.
We get the chicken, and we're all in gangs and stuff like that. I wish I was in a gang.
Attitudes, loud. I always like to fight.
Hey, I mean, yeah, we do get those bad stereotypes, but still, we can just run, like, all black people, let's just all band together and just like take on these stereotypes. If people are, if this is what they're thinking about us, we should really take it to heart. Like, we should really take it and make it our own. Make people really afraid of us.
No, that's not what you want to do. That's definitely not the way you want to go with that.
I'm just kidding. JK.
Alright, you want to prove them the opposite is what you want to do. It's always the couple people always messing it up for everybody. They see like one or two in the news. Oh, there they go again.
You think I'm bad? I'll show you what bad is. Yeah, that's just being stupid.
It's not all black people like they make it out to be. It's just those couple you see on TV, on the news. Mm-hmm. And they just be like, see, I knew it. But it's not all of them.
Yeah, we're actually a proud race.
I got a good one.
Yeah, and I got a good one, too. Even though he has, like, the best stereotypes there is. Stupid.
The best stereotypes.
Oh, my gosh. Like, every time we're texting each other, he always has to, like, he is my spell check. He is my spell check, and I hate it so much.
Because y'all make the same spelling error.
Oh, my gosh.
At this point, I don't know if you're just doing it on purpose. Or you just, I don't know what's going on. Like, how can you, put an ING at the end, you have to take off the E.
I know. I repeatedly told you this, but you kept putting the E on. I know.
It doesn't make me mad, I feel like you're just poking me with a stick when you do that. Like, look, there again, what you going to say about it? You got something to say now? Say something.
What he's talking about is when I'm spelling, like, all right, example, taking. This is how I'll spell it in a text message. T-A-K-E-I-N-G. it is like poking him with a stick. It's kind of fun. Like, I don't do it on purpose. It actually is a mistake.
It feels like it is.
He gets the text message and it really pokes me. Like, he's poking me with a stick when he says something about it.
I don't even correct it anymore. I just leave it alone. Like, nothing good.
Making. M-A-K-E-I-N-G.
Baking. I expect that from YouTube comments. Not from you. You're better
than
this.
I'm trying. Like, I could spell any other word. Give me a word.
Supercalifragilistic.
Oh, come on. No. No. I'm not even. No. Shut it.
Well, after it's like the media, we always, there's one thing in common about me and you, like when you see one of us cast in movies, it's always stereotype roles.
Yeah, the always Asian guy is the smart one, or the black guy is the one that that's like the muscle. it is very stereotypical.
The Asian guys, like, they make them, they wear glasses, they're nerds, and they're nerds and shy and can't get women. All these bad stereotypes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only roles they get picked for, or wear bodyguards, like Asian bodyguard number two.
That's weird. That's weird. How are you gonna, yeah, I'm thinking about that. How, Asian bodyguard, huh?
I've seen that before.
Yeah, I know, like Yakuza sort of thing.
I think the weird roles we get. And black women, the same thing. Nowadays, you got men stealing black women roles.
Really?
You do.
Really? Men stealing black
women?
Like
Martin Lawrence.
Oh.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Dressing up as women, taking the roles. When they could have just found.
Well, Tyler Perry woman. Actually made that role for himself.
We're not getting into that.
but yeah, I can see where you're coming from. But then there are these people who rise up from these oppressive stereotypes and actually step into some really good roles, like Will Smith, or yeah.
This is the only one.
Don't worry, our day will come. Asians and blacks stand together, unite, babes.
We watched Men in Black 2, like, recently. Mm. It was a lot more boring than I remember. Oh my god, it was boring.
Just wait.
I was like, you know, I remember this movie when I was a kid. This is a good movie. Like, damn, it was just straight bored.
I was actually afraid of that movie when I was little.
Men in Black? Now they're making the third one. I don't think I'm going to see that one.
I actually did not like, I did not like aliens or anything like that. Like, how I am now is how I was when I was a kid. Like, I don't like scary movies at all. Every time when he comes to me, he was like, let's watch a scary movie. I'll hold your hand.
I did not say I want to hold your hand.
No, but you always say, like,
I'll be there for you.
Yeah, you'll be there for me and stuff like that, which always entitles that you're going to hold my hand at some point. But still, it's like, no, I'm not watching a scary movie with you, ever. Don't expect it.
One day. One day we watch these scary movies. But yeah, the only thing Will Smith was good in, I like, is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
It was the best thing he ever did.
Yeah, but he was a stereotypical black guy.
Carol was the best thing he ever did. That's why he got picked for that role.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, it was really good. I mean, my sister and I, we both loved that that episode when he's stuck in the basement during a earthquake. And he does that little rap. You know it?
What's the rap?
Stuck in the basement, sitting on a tricycle, girl, getting on my nerves. Going out of my mind, I thought she was fine, don't know if her body is hers.
You sound country.
Shut up!
I'm country shit saying that. But yes, so we're going to start the gym soon, me and you together, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully this week. You better not back out.
I'm not backing out. I didn't back out last time. It's just that I didn't have the money for it. I'm saving up my money to go, you know, give my mom a trip out of here. So it's not like I actually have the money for it. Maybe Friday we can do it.
Yeah, maybe sometime this week we'll start it.
Yeah,
but the gym is...
If anyone backed out, it was my friend who was supposed to go with me to go and get a membership. I kind of knew that it was going to happen. But I thought in my head, like, maybe not. Maybe this won't happen. Maybe she won't ditch me or, you know, try to back out of this. So I call her up and I was like, so, hey, yeah, we're going to get our gym memberships today. Woohoo. And she was like, actually, I can't come because my husband's going to have the car. And I was like, it's all right. I can find someone to take us. Don't worry. Things are great. And she was like, well, actually, he wants me to go with him in the car.
Why do they have a country accent? Oh, no. They have a cowboy hat on.
Well, damn. Okay. Well, there's nothing I could say to that. Like, she's already in the car with this guy. I don't know what to say to that. So I just left it alone. And then I was stuck with Justin the whole entire night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the gym, I always thought when you pay for a gym membership, you're going to be dedicated to go. Right? That's what I was talking.
Because you're paying money to go.
You pay money for it, so.
You better go.
You're going to be dedicated.
Yeah. And plus.
But I haven't been. The last 2 months, I can probably count on one hand how many times I've been.
Yeah, maybe we can. Maybe we can just be there for each other when we go. Like, we're going today. Hope you get ready. Like, I was ready. I had my shirt on. My shorts were upstairs. Ooh. I was ready.
Yeah. I was ready, too. I was ready to go back to the gym. It's been a long time.
But, actually, yeah, it should be motivation. If you're paying for it, then that should be motivation right there. You're losing money.
Should be.
Money.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I've always thought that.
Like, you're losing money for a gym. Yeah. You know? And the sad thing is, you don't want to march in there and say, you know, I'm losing money. I'm not even going to this gym. You don't want to march it because they're going to look at you weird. Like, really?
No, they're not.
Really, Fatso? Really? Fatso. You
there was free pizza night yesterday, too.
I don't understand that at all. Why would you, after all that exercising, like, oh my gosh, I worked up a sweat, and then they like, hey, eat some pizza. We want a reason for you guys to stay here.
The gym we go to, Planet Fitness, the first Monday of every month, they have a free pizza night. They have boxes and boxes of pizza.
I don't understand that at all. Why?
To each his own.
They do that. I guess they do that just so you can get fat after just eating. Everybody loves a pizza exercising. Party. No, we don't do that. Why not, like, grapes or fruit? Like, free fruit or free vegetables for everyone. And
fruit is expensive. Vegetables are very expensive.
Well, oh my gosh. And pizza isn't?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know the prices of these. But yeah. So it's Asian Heritage Month.
Oh, yeah. So did you know?
I thought it was October.
A fun fact for everybody. Did you know that an Asian man was the second founder of the Black Panthers? Yeah.
Like 100% Asian?
Yeah, he's 100% Asian. Japanese.
And he founded, was he part of the second Yakuza? Founder.
No. He was the second founder of the Black
Panthers. The Black Panthers. I did not know that. Yeah. Who told you that?
Actually, y'all really want to know who told me that? DirecTV.
DirecTV.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah, DirecTV?
No, we don't. It was Xfinity. There we go. Not DirecTV. Xfinity. On demand. They told me that. It was on the little credits. I'm pretty sure that some of you who have Xfinity know what I'm talking about. Good for you. And
that's weird.
Yeah. I know it's weird. Black Panthers. You think black people. But nope. The second founder was a Japanese Asian man. Full Asian. Not even half.
As I was saying, it's Asian Heritage Month. And I walk around, I feel like I get no respect from people.
What kind of respect do you want?
I don't know.
You want us to bend down?
Kiss but people, toes? When it's Black History Month, people come up to y'all.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No. Oh my gosh, no they don't. They want to ignore
but
us.
But y'all get the most ignorant comments ever. I just want some ignorant comments.
It's like,
why is there an Asian month?
Why isn't there a white month?
I want these ignorant comments towards me.
What they don't understand is, every day is white month. Every day is white month. There is, oh my gosh, no. You have a month for your whole entire race. Every day. We only get one.
Yeah, because y'all went through slavery and all that.
Yeah, that's all we deserve. You guys, you know, we know that you helped us with this barrels of hay and all that other stuff, but
that's why the inventions,
here's a month.
That's why the inventions that y'all made were all to help slavery better, like the cotton gin and all that.
Oh, no.
That's why they made all those inventions.
To make slavery better for the slaves.
Well, back in the day, I'm pretty sure they had to think of something.
But it's, but please. I mean, it's not like it actually does anything. I think the African American month, no one really celebrates it like they used to. Like, it's not that much of a big deal to anyone anymore.
Except, yeah, when we was in school, it was a big deal. But yeah. Right now, I mean, nobody really cares.
Actually, I went through February. I was like, oh, it is this African American month.
But y'all get to have these ignorant people come up to y'all. That's, like, amazing.
I get you. That's all I get. I get you saying, Marie, it's African American month. You should be proud.
I did not say African American.
What did you say?
I would say Black History.
Black History Month.
The correct term for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm good. I know my history. I came, I saw.
I conquered.
Yeah.
So we went to go see Chronicle the other day.
Yeah, I liked it.
I hated it.
I liked it.
hated it.
Yeah, there was this one part that he didn't like. Well, I guess the whole thing was kind of weird.
I don't know.
What was weird to you?
Everybody had cameras, and not just regular cameras, just big cameras.
They had camera phones.
No, they had them studio-sized cameras.
Well, that guy, the
only one you have to hold on your shoulder.
I don't understand how that little boy had enough to pay for something like that.
Because he also didn't do nothing. His dad was a piece of shit. His dad didn't do anything. So how did he make the money? That's a good question, Marie.
I don't know. Because he didn't have a job and with all the time he was wasting. He
couldn't have asked his family.
Right. It makes no sense to me unless he stole it.
That's the only thing that makes sense. It's like when you told me about 24. I was like...
And who brings... And I thought that cameras weren't allowed in the club.
Apparently not this club.
I understand, like, regular cameras, little digital cameras, but what the heck are you doing bringing a gigantic camera? What kind of bouncer lets you in like that?
It was weird. And then they flew up through this guy's apartment who happened to be filming.
Mm-hmm. The guy, like I said before, I think that the guy, he could have been filming anything for all we know.
That's what I'm saying. How do they know to find that guy?
They didn't know to find
him. Get
his
camera and get the footage off of it.
He just randomly had one. They didn't... It's not like he was like, I'm going to fly over here because this guy's a camera and I need him to look at me.
Not that. I mean, the person who made the movie. How did he put up all these footage together?
He just happened to find a camera.
I know, but he just happened to find that one guy.
Oh, my gosh. It's not like it's real. It's not like it's like...
Marie!
Yeah.
I just want to be tricked into thinking it's real. That's all I want from a movie. We're about to see the Avengers this week, and I'm so excited to see the Avengers.
I am too.
And that all that is real.
Yeah, okay.
Everything you see in the Avengers is going to be real.
Everything?
Everything.
Even the little demigod.
Don't spoil it for me.
God.
Even who?
The little demigod.
Thor, Marie.
Captain America, yeah. The guy in the
Iron Suit. You saw it. What's Captain America's real name?
Captain America?
His real name.
Captain America Man?
Steve.
Okay. There we go. Steve.
We're done.
It's not like I was looking up with these people's names.
I wasn't.
I know Stark.
Tony Stark's.
Yeah, I know Iron Stark. Man. There we go.
1980. No, I'm just playing.
What?
I was joking. I don't know the
year. Oh, what?
Not a nerd. I just have glasses
you
and I'm
a
Asian.
Nerd. You are
I am
nerd.
Not a nerd.
You're a nerd.
You heard about Octomom?
No, I haven't. I really don't like to keep up with her.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody keeps up with her. She's the one who had 8 kids, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe more. Who can keep up?
But she's doing porn now, huh?
Because she needs the money. Because she claims she's broke. She's broke. She owes between $500K and $1 million to various creditors.
Wow.
And DirecTV.
Wow. Well, then, that will be one movie that nobody will be looking at. Because who wants to see a lady who had 8 kids?
I just want to see the size of it.
The size of what? That is nasty.
That's all I want to see.
Oh, no. It's like a black hole down there. I'm afraid that if she opens her legs up, I'm afraid that the camera will get sucked in.
And that's the beauty of and that's why she's doing porn. Her face looks hideous. Because she tries to look like Angelina Jolie, so she has a bunch of surgeries.
Oh,
her face is so messed up. So did you hear about the 6-year-old who got suspended from school?
No. 6-year-old getting suspended from school is not exactly a big thing, to tell you the truth.
Only on 7 News, this 6-year-old Aurora boy suspended from first grade for alleged sexual harassment. Tonight, 7 News reporter Tyler Lopez asking if a child that age even knows what the term means.
Sexy and I know it. He's seen the video and knows the lyrics.
I'm sexy and I know it.
But when 6-year-old Diavante Meadows told a first-grade girl in his class that same line Wednesday, he was suspended from Sable Elementary in Aurora for 3 days for sexual harassment.
I'm floored. They're going to look at him like he's a pervert, period. And it's like, that's not fair to him.
This is a sleeping bear.
With a passion for art, this first grader came to Sable as a special needs student in January. He's had other discipline problems, including quoting the same line to the same girl last month when his mother and Diavante met with the assistant principal.
I only just sat the song.
I think it's kind of overwhelming you know, sexual harassment on a six-year-old.
No one from Aurora Public Schools would talk to us on camera, but we checked the district's discipline code. It reads, sexual harassment must have negative effects on the learning or work of others. Something the senior child psychologist at Children's Hospital says a six-year-old won't comprehend.
Purposefully going out of your way to irritate and sexualize a relationship, I don't think so. I think there's probably a better way to talk about appropriate and inappropriate.
I can understand if he was fondling her, looking up her skirt, trying to look in her shirt. That, to me, is sexual harassment.
Yeah, I don't think it's sexual harassment either. I mean, people go to, I go to work saying I'm sexy and I know it.
No comment.
Like, really?
You go to work saying that?
No, but I'm just saying, anyone can say that in anywhere and it's not sexual harassment. If you know you're sexy, then okay.
Well, he's just 6 years old and it was a catchy song. And that's what we do on the radio. It's nothing but catchy songs
kids
repeat. They have no idea what they're repeating.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't even know what sexy is.
There's so many.
But he just knows it.
Like, kids sing to the radio all the time. They have no idea what they're saying.
Right.
Anybody said it to a girl, which, you know.
I don't really see the big deal on it, unless he was like dancing on all up on the girl and stuff like that, and going wiggle, yeah, like something like that. I don't see it.
That would be hilarious.
I don't really see how he was sexually harassing her.
Sexual harassment at 6 years old. Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah. I told you, you got to get it somehow.
Well, this is funny.
New tonight, humiliated and outraged. That's how a local man says he felt after a trip to Best Buy. 7 News reporter Don Champion found the man's attempt to get his cell phone fixed ended up with him being wrongly outed on Facebook.
It's totally not a joke.
Wow.
Rich Dewberry still isn't laughing about a trip to this Aurora Best Buy.
It just put a bad taste in my mouth.
Trouble started when he took his cell phone to the store to get it fixed.
They couldn't repair the issues, so they were giving me a new cell phone.
After he left the store, this status message was posted from his mobile Facebook account. He did not send it.
The phone just started ringing constantly after that, from ex-spouse to friends.
Rich had accidentally left the account logged in on his old phone. The timing, minutes after he left the store at closing, told him it was a Best Buy employee who posted the message after he left.
Oh my gosh.
So what happened was, he took his phone to Best Buy because he needed repairs, and the guy who repaired it, his Facebook was logged on, so he went out to his Facebook and left a status saying, I am gay.
Well, that is awesome. It's nice to know you can trust your local Best Buy employees.
I found it funny.
That is just so wrong.
I mean, it's wrong.
That poor guy. Yeah, but his ex-wife was like, what the hell? So that's the reason why we broke up? You're gay?
Yeah, all his ex-wives called him.
They explain so much.
Oh my God, somebody called him up. That explains so much. Like,
that would be so embarrassing. Mom coming down. Like, I always knew, son. I always knew. You didn't have to type it on Facebook.
You could have just went to your mom. You could trust your mom. It's Mother's Day.
Prompted calls from family members.
And she was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. What's going on? She was like, have you read your post?
Rich filed a complaint with the store and says he was told the employee involved was fired. Best Buy won't confirm that to 7 News, but when we asked, sent us a statement saying, quote, each year every employee of Best Buy is asked to review and sign our code of ethics, which includes details on how they are expected to handle customer information.
Because I feel I've been humiliated, you know, I mean, my reputation's been tarnished.
Rich says he's just tired of having to explain that he is not gay.
And just having to explain it
to,
you know, certain people that really I haven't been in contact with in a while, I feel I shouldn't have to do that.
In Aurora, Don Champion.
Now he has to fuck random girls just to prove,
and videotape it. Fine. Gotta go find Octomom. Like, guys, I am not gay. And they'll be like, oh, that doesn't prove it.
7 News.
Rich now has a lawyer. He's looking at his legal options. And experts say the best advice if you're ever exchanging phones, do what they call a hard sweep of the phone to clear out personal information. You can often find that option in the phone's settings menu.
I mean, just deleting it.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's that poor guy, though. That is so sad. All his friends like, dude, I support you. some of them like, I support you, but we gotta stop hanging out. Fine. Like last week, I saw you looking at my butt. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable now.
I knew he was at a gym, you know. He's looking at me kind of extra.
But like, dude, I remember when I asked you to hold my weights and you like, I laid down and your dick was almost in my mouth. I knew it right then and there.
And now to a shocking story. A mother in New Jersey accused of bringing her young daughter, just 5 years of age, into a tanning booth. ABC's Lindsay Davis has the story.
It's clear in her...
First of all, you see this lady.
Oh my gosh, what is with her tongue?
Her face looks like cancer already.
Why?
Her mugshot is so weird. Is that her tongue or is that her lips?
I can't tell.
This is the tan mom. This is the one who brought her daughter to tan with her, and her daughter got burned in the tanning salon.
Ooh, it's just...
And she looks hideous.
Was she just sticking out her tongue like, yeah, I did it.
She's from New Jersey.
Oh, thank you, New Jersey.
The Jersey Shore. Thank you.
Back to the story.
That Patricia Krenzel enjoys going to sun tanning salons. The problem is, she's accused of taking her 5-year-old daughter along with her. And while she doesn't deny that they went to the tanning salon together, she says her daughter Anna didn't tan.
When a child speaks, me, mommy, went tanning, and maybe mommy do go tanning. Mommy tans, and she sits outside the booth.
The 44-year-old New Jersey mom was arrested and charged Monday with second degree.
No, the kid knew what she was saying.
Child endangerment as a result of her daughter's sunburn.
The pediatrician said that she's got a little bit of a sunburn, but it was the only weekend that was warm. We were out doing the gardening.
The 5-year-old's
mommy, why? Why does mommy look like that? Like,
why is mommy black?
School nurse noticed she had a rash. When the little girl told her it was from going tanning with mommy, the school called child services.
I never once in my life would let my daughter, especially at that age, go into a tanning booth.
But officials say Krenzel took the child into the tanning booth without the salon's knowledge. The ultraviolet lights in tanning beds aren't just dangerous for children. The UV light can damage your DNA.
It's dangerous to everybody.
Oh, it can cause mutation.
I never heard of that before.
Causing mutation?
Yeah. But I know it causes cancer if you do it too much. So it's basically dangerous to everybody.
Well, look at her face. As you could tell, that's the dangers of tanning. I'm actually glad that I'm black. And I have no reason to tan.
Mutations as well as formations of dangerous skin cancer cells.
As in most states, New Jersey law does not allow anyone under the age of 14 to use a tanning facility, and older teens require parental consent. Krenzel is currently out on $25,000 bail. She will enter a plea of not guilty today.
It seems to me that...
Ooh, look at her face.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, look at that! Oh. Oh gosh!
It's not pleasant.
Oh, people, if you were seeing this right now...
Well, just Google tan mom or... YouTube it, you'll see her face. It's just disgusting.
Oh my gosh, it's like a raisin. She reminds me of those little raisin men. It was back when I was little. We had like these little raisin men. She looked just like him. Oh my gosh. Like we should give her a hat and a little cane and everything.
She looks like the type of person who would bring her daughter to the damn tanning salon.
She looked like she got burnt.
She looks guilty already.
Looks, wow. I mean, we're saying that she looks like a lot of things, but wow. She actually looks better in that picture than she does in that one.
It sounds to me that the daughter went to school and, you know, they do what kids do. They tell the truth. Because, like, you can't trust kids with shit.
You can't.
Don't trust your kids with nothing.
No, you can't. Oh.
Don't tell them nothing.
You can't keep a secret for nothing. I remember, like, once I, I have a thing with fire. Fire does not love me.
Oh, my God.
But I burnt someone's carpet. And I was babysitting this little girl, and I told her, don't tell mommy and daddy, because I was able to get the burn stain out. And she was like, okay, I won't. The minute I'm leaving out the door, she says, guess what? Marie burned our carpet, but she got it out, so it's all cool. I was about to turn around like, gah?
Gah?
Like, really?
That scares me.
Oh, my gosh. You can't
trust
them.
That's why we don't let you play with fire anymore.
anymore like you used to?
Never. Never again.
That's why my mom doesn't trust me with fire at all.
That's why you don't trust kids at all.
Even a light candle. No one trusts me.
She was fire. What tanning salon let her? Well, actually, I've never been tanning, so I don't know the, process of tanning.
They said that she snuck her in without their approval.
Oh. Are you in a private room? You're in a private room, right, when you tan?
Yeah, no, I think that the...
Oh, you've never been tanning?
No, I've never been tanning.
I've never been tanning either.
That one, well, the way it was set up, it looked like there was three tanning beds in one room. So, while no one was looking or everybody was in their bed tanning, she decided, hey, kid, get up in here with me. And I guess they just decided to tan together, which is actually also not pretty safe. I mean, it's a pretty cramped spot. So where in the world was this kid?
Well, they had three tanning beds in one room.
Yeah.
That's how tanning beds are set up?
I guess that's how theirs was set up. Who knows how it is?
I've never been in one, so I have no expertise
in this situation.
I think it's
better to tan naturally than to tan like that.
My hair is not good. The sun is not good.
Yeah, but if you have tanning lotion that has, also something that can block the sun's ultraviolet rays, then I guess that you're pretty much okay.
I don't trust it.
Mister, I want a tan.
I just want to get rid of my farmer's tan. That's all.
Yeah.
Moving on. Another 6-year-old girl got handcuffed and arrested for throwing a tantrum at a Georgia elementary school. This was on April 17th, actually.
What is with these schools? When kids act normal, they want to throw them in jail?
A 6-year-old elementary school student was handcuffed and arrested Friday after she allegedly threw a tantrum in class, CBS affiliate reports. According to the police, the girl tore items off the wall and threw furniture.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
So what? So I guess I'm assuming she threw chairs at people or something.
Well, that's what furniture is.
I've done that before in class. I threw chairs at people. The report also says the girl knocked over a shelf that injured the school principal. The girl was crying in the principal's office. The principal was like, "Bitch, look what you did."
Oh my gosh. But it's normal for kids to get tantrums and stuff like that. You just gotta know how to handle them. Like, nowadays, parents don't discipline their children like they should. Nope. And they send them off to these schools, and these schools don't know how to handle them. Because if mommy and daddy are saying, you can do whatever you want, and the teachers have to deal with that crap, like the kids think that they can do whatever, a tantrum is okay to them, then there's nothing that they can do about it.
Well, so you can't do whatever they want. They're gonna do whatever they want.
Yeah. I mean, I have a friend whose child does exactly whatever she wants. I was over her house like a few days ago.
That's mom of the year. That's mom of the year material.
Yeah, I was over her house like a few days ago, and her kid was like jumping all over the furniture and stuff like that. Apparently, she didn't do it until I got there. Like, kids love an audience. All kids love an audience. When I was young, I loved an audience. Me and my sister used to put on plays for our pastor just because we liked an audience. And we didn't even have a script or anything like that. We just ad-libbed.
It was work for free.
Yeah, that's how it was. Just so we can have an audience. We did it all the time. Kids love an audience. That's just how it is. If people are looking at her, then she's going to scream even louder.
When an officer tried to calm a child, she resisted and was handcuffed. So they had to handcuff the little 6-year-old girl.
Poor thing.
Our policy is that any detainee transported to our station in a patrol vehicle is to be handcuffed in the back. There was no age discrimination in that rule, said Milledgeville Chief of Police Dre Swickard.
Looks like we done our job, guys. We put a 6-year-old in cuffs.
Police took the young girl to the police station when she was charged with simple assault and damage to property. As she is only 6 years old, she would not have to go to court. The girl was spending until August.
Just another day. It's just another day.
6-year-old Celicia Johnson.
Can you see that cops video? Can you see that? We're going to go pick up a 6-year-old who's causing a tantrum at the school. We have to deal with this all the time.
Like, why you have to? I don't understand why you.
When there's other things that can be done.
You're a cop. You're a grown cop. This is a 6-year-old girl.
You can't handle a little girl, really.
You have a pepper spray. You have baton.
Really, you can't pepper spray a little girl.
What I'm saying.
That can't be that can't be it. No. You can't pepper spray a little girl. That's where we draw the line. Okay. We already
did. All right. We'll go by the book. We'll just calmly.
I'm glad you weren't the policeman in that job.
We'll just control the little girl.
Oh, why stop at pepper spray? Everybody grab your batons. This one's a wild one.
Tase them.
But, okay. Okay. So you got a video on this?
Yeah, hold on.
Then she called the police on me for no reason.
I was terrified. Really at shock.
She was terrified.
Because I never heard a six-year-old being arrested and put in handcuffs just because misbehaving at school.
Well, it wasn't just misbehaving. I mean, they shouldn't have handcuffed him, maybe, but it wasn't just misbehaving. She threw furniture. She threw a shelf on the principal. She injured the principal.
It makes a lot of sense now. Not trying to play the race card here, but if it was a little white girl throwing a tantrum, that would not have happened.
What do you mean? The arrest would not have happened?
It wouldn't have been like that, taking her off into a... Like, they would be like, Susie, stop. Stop, Susie. Don't... No, you hurt my arm, Susie. But it makes sense now. Like, I didn't understand. Why are you taking a little girl to jail?
You shouldn't arrest him yet, but don't act like she didn't do anything. That's what his parents are acting like.
Mm-hmm.
She was just harmless.
I had to sit down and pray about it. And, I mean, I don't want nobody messing with my child.
This girl threw a tantrum, throwing furniture, injuring people.
I got my blood. And you mess with my child.
He's got a little stuff in him, don't he?
It will hurt my arm.
I mean, you will damage a child psychologically by doing something up to that nature. That can damage a child for life.
What's the other option, though?
She's trying so hard.
To speak proper English?
Yeah. Like, it's okay,
but she doesn't
want
to look bad on TV.
I know, but it's okay. Talk the regular way, because you can damage a child. The way you do that, it's damaging.
What options do the cop have, though? What would you do if you was a cop?
I would not put her in handcuffs.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
White, black, or Chinese. I wouldn't do it.
What would you do? I would just grab her, pick her up.
If anything, I would call her parents. Let me see. What would I do?
Marie, look at these parents.
What are you trying to say? I am looking at these parents. Wasn't the mother wearing like a... That's not the mother. Who is this?
I don't know. There's no names on this.
Either, or that might just be the mother and the other... No, she's not the mother.
Oh, no, it's
because the mother had, like, all this stuff all over her face.
But I don't know what I would do if I was a cop. I'd be scared of being in that situation. I wouldn't take that call.
You wouldn't take the call?
No, I'll let somebody else do it, because like, I don't want to get in.
Oh, Justin, it's a six-year-old. She's causing a tantrum. Oh, I'm not taking this job,
I'm not taking
guys.
This one. She's causing a tantrum. She injured a...
She's injured a teacher. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should pull out my gun, baton the crap out of her, or, you know, taser.
I guess what I would just do is just sit her down. I don't know.
I mean, there's not much you can do. You can't touch someone else's child. So.
I was just horrified, really. That really hurt me to my heart.
Like, the options that a policeman had, what are the options?
I don't know. I mean, there's... I don't know what they could have done. I mean, but I know that you can't... Why would you put... All right,
I understand that.
I know what they could do. Instead of putting the little girl in handcuffs, they could have took the little girl, put her in the back of the police car, because there's no way she can get out, and, you know, called her parents. That's how I see it.
But that's the same thing as putting them in... Except the putting them in handcuffs part. But it's basically the same.
Not exactly.
Just skipping the handcuffs part.
But they took her to the police station. They said that. They took her to the police station. They could have at least... You know,
so they did everything correctly except for the handcuffs part.
Except for the handcuffs.
That's what you're saying.
Except for that, yeah. I think that they could have just put her in the back of the police car and called her parents.
But I really don't know what... I don't know. I wouldn't take that because that's a lose-lose situation. Like, anything you do...
I guess even...
Even if you take the kid into the back of the police car and drive her to the police station, that's still... The parents are going to say, oh, that's psychologically damaging.
I don't think that they were all upset about taking her to the police station or anything like that. I think the whole handcuffs was the thing that was getting
the
them.
Factor.
Because, you know, they're putting handcuffs on their child. This could bruise the child's hand or something. Like, you know, that's... And plus, that's putting the fear of God in her. Like, well, damn. I'm going to jail. There's not much that could have happened to her anyways because she wasn't... She was charged as a minor.
Oh, kids... So there's this other mother who, their 10-year-old kid got a tattoo.
10-year-old.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about a 10-year-old getting a tattoo? The same way I felt about my 20-year-old sister getting a tattoo.
And what was that?
It was stupid.
So So yours is against tattoos, period.
I'm not against tattoos.
But it's art.
It's, I'm against stupid things you get for tattoos. Like,
what tattoos does your sister have? Some of those music notes thing?
Yeah, it's music life. That's what it says. Music
life. Well, maybe she's passionate about music.
Yeah, she is passionate about music, but as soon as she got it, she was ready to get rid of it. That's the whole thing. Like, if you're, you gotta be sure that you really want this.
If you have commitment issues, do not get a tattoo.
Right, because as soon as she got it, she was ready to get rid of it. And I guess she really wanted it in a different spot, because it's like, you go for a job interview and they're just
out there. Oh, it's visible, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not really upset by the music life, because she likes music, and it's and it is her life. But where it is and how it's visible for anyone can see, she goes into like a, because the girl is already ghetto as it is, but. But yeah, that just makes it even more ghetto.
That made me feel the unknown.
Shantira Napier says her family is still grieving the death of her 12-year-old son Malik, hit and killed by a teenage driver in Macon some 2 years ago. She has tattoos of her own in memory of Malik and says her now 10-year-old, Jaquan, was with Malik when he died.
So my son came to me and said, "Mom, I want to get a tattoo with Malik on it."
They look just alike.
What do I say to a child that want to remember his brother?
You say no.
Yeah, that's one thing.
You have to be a responsible mom.
I mean, thinking about it, oh my gosh, what, my kid just came up to me and asked me if he wanted a if he can have a tattoo of his brother. What are the words to say to him?
No. That should be the first thing on your mind. No.
Hell no. First thing, no. Second thing, hell no. Third thing, hell no, you stupid boy.
We're not spending this money on a tattoo.
Mom said you want to get the tattoo. Why did you want to get it?
Because it represents my brother.
So Napier took Jaquan to a tattoo artist in Smyrna, and the youngster got tattoo featuring Malik's old jersey number.
Well, at least it's not in the someone at his place. School. He can just wear like a shirt and they'll cover it up. It's one good thing he got for him.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have the music life thing, but...
But it's his brother.
Yeah, but still, he's 10 years old.
They didn't say how his brother died.
But still, he's 10 years old.
Noticed it. They called authorities, and police pulled up a 2010 law that says it shall be unlawful for any person to tattoo the body of any person under the age of 18 except for a physician or osteopath. Ackworth Chief Mike Wilkie told me why they felt for the family's grief. A consultation with the district attorney and solicitor's office tied their hands.
Where? All right. Obviously, it's illegal for them to tattoo the boy. But why is she the only one in trouble? Why isn't the tattoo artist in trouble? In fact, why wasn't the tattoo artist saying, "This is wrong, I'm not doing it"?
I think one of their friends, because I know about like a lot of people, like they do tattoos in their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Yeah. Maybe if not, then yeah, they'll find the person who did tattoo. And
yeah, she probably wouldn't have told anyways that whole
nope
snitches get stitches thing.
No snitching.
That they could find something that would sustain them through that loss. But this is not the way, and it is illegal, and it was something that we were bound by the law to investigate and to prosecute.
Did you know it was illegal to have this done?
No, I always thought that if a parent give consent, then it's fine.
Honestly, I always thought that, too.
Yeah.
I always thought, like, piercing or anything like that, like, if a parent gives consent, then it's okay.
You know, they sometimes put out these laws, no one even knows about them. But it's also up to her as a mother to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
To look, because even if it is your consent, you gotta look, because there's so many things that are legal somewhere.
There's crazy laws out there.
Yeah, there's places where there's where it's legal there, but it's not legal here. You gotta look these things up, because you never know. Just like the whole marijuana thing, how it's illegal here, but in Michigan, have at it just as long as you do it inside your house.
But I don't know, to me that's, a kid at 10 years old is not going to know what's good for him.
Of course not.
They're not going
to
know.
And it was up for her as a parent to not even, like, no, no, kid, no. Or she could have said, wait until you're 18. She could have said that, like, she could, like, it's not saying no, but it's also giving him a good age to strive for. Not, okay, son, let's do it tomorrow.
Let's do this on the spot. I know somebody around the corner.
Right.
A Utah mom accused of taking new photos of teen daughter for girl's adult boyfriend.
That's so sad.
A Duchenne County woman is facing felony charges after investigators say she took new photos of her teenage daughter knowing the girl intended to send him to Oregon, man. Prosecutors charged the 35-year-old woman this week. Yeah, so these mothers.
Mom, I've got a grown adult boyfriend. Can you please take nude pictures of me?
How do you work this Instagram?
Huh?
How do you work this Instagram, Mommy?
Like, dang. I wonder how that conversation went down in order to get Mom to do that.
How do I post this on Facebook?
Like, are we really being these cool parents? I mean, what happened to real parenting? Like, no one beats their child anymore.
Well, she is teaching her how to use technology.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for that.
Not in the correct way.
But that's just wrong. No one disciplines their child anymore. I actually long for the days where my mom used to just pull out a belt and just whoop me. Because at least I know this woman cares.
I do not miss those days. Not at all.
Those days stopped for me at like around 8 years old. After that, I knew it was time for me to start being good. Did your mother whoop you?
Yeah. She just grabbed anything and just pop.
Well, damn.
Hit me up.
Well, if you deserved it, then there you go.
But I think I turned out a better person for it.
I think if you're not out there killing people, then yeah, you've turned out a better person.
Mm-hmm. And that's all we know for, just you're not a convict.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one mother who's not beating her child, but this is where we stop mothers.
I would rather get beat.
Yeah.
Than
I would take
an ass whooping.
Yeah. And the kid wasn't even old enough to actually start doing crap. So
it's happened in Clayton, Missouri. A judge sentenced a Missouri woman to consecutive life prison terms for sexually assaulting her infant daughter along with a California man she met online. So it wasn't just her. It was her and this random guy she met online.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
22-year-old Tessa Van Valera failed to persuade St. Louis County Circuit Judge Colleen Dolan to sentence their client Monday. She pleaded guilty in January to incest, statutory sodomy, and statutory rape. So you can tell I don't know what these words are.
Yeah, but
raping the attacks against her daughter, who is 3, who was 5 months old when the pair first attacked her. So does that mean 5 months to 3? So that's her whole life, basically?
Yeah, that's really bad.
The woman who fostered then adopted the girl said initially the girl would scream when anyone bathed her or changed her diaper. Oh, she was psychologically damaged. She still has night terrors and asks each bedtime to make sure nobody else comes to the home.
Aww.
She said the girl is improving day by day, but is no longer Tessa's plaything and she is no longer Tessa's child. So, wow.
That's, yeah, I can see that, actually. I can see how that can terrify a kid.
I'm against rape.
Well, I hope all of us are, but
I'm just throwing it out there.
So, if you're a rapist, bad, bad, bad you. Yeah, I could see how that can tear a kid up, literally and figuratively. Yeah. That's some really messed up ish. Yeah. Oh wow, it's like, how can you talk after that?
Yeah. So, what's going on this week?
This week. Absolutely nothing. You know we don't do anything. You're going to see your mom.
Yeah.
And that should be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Mother's Day.
Yeah. When is Mother's Day exactly?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Wow. No.
Are you serious?
I am the worst daughter ever. I thought it was like
sometime
next week.
You
said
you gave your mom tickets.
Well, I'm getting her the tickets. Yeah.
Mother's Day is tomorrow.
But I haven't got them yet because Sierra was supposed to be helping me. But,
Wow.
Yeah.
So you just assumed that we just picked these mom stories randomly.
No, of course not. But still, well, dang. At least you told me now. So then tomorrow I can tell my mom, Happy Mother's Day.
Well, it is 10:35. Yeah, like 3 hours.
Oh, I'm not buying anything.
Well, not 3 hours, 2 hours. But
I'll buy it next week. I'll buy it next week. It's not like she's leaving tomorrow. She's leaving to go to that place in June, so I got enough time.
But at least you can just wake up and say Happy Mom's Day.
I kind of wish I got her a card, though. I kind of feel bad.
Off the Walmart.
Maybe I can make her a card. You know, make some little stick figures of little mom hugging little stick figure daughter me.
She's like, what the hell is this?
I'd be like, Mommy, it's a card just for you. Put it up on the refrigerator like you used to do. Remember? mind you, if the younger Zaddies, I don't even come downstairs with
or macaroni art.
Yeah. And I'll even come downstairs with the baby mother, you know, like, mama. That whole creepy stuff. I know she doesn't like it. I'm going to do it. Show her that I love her.
That sounds creepy.
That does sound creepy, doesn't it? I have a bear upstairs that tells me I love you, and I don't even push it. I got it from one of my friends when I was in high school. And it's all it says is I love you, but the way it says I love you, it...
What do you mean?
It's like the bear should be holding a knife and staring at me in the middle of the night.
It's like one of those dolls that come alive when you sleep, right?
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
And just watches you. It's like that. So I just keep it in my closet. That's why I close my closet all the time. I've had a lot of dolls that scared me when I was little.
That's why you can't watch scary movies.
Yeah. I
would love to watch this, like Cabin in the Woods. I would love to watch that.
Yeah, well, you
can. I heard it was a good movie.
You can watch it, but not with me.
Yeah. It's no fun in that.
But, yeah, that's pretty much why I sort of have, like, a phobia against dolls and stuff like that. My little sister had a doll that stared at me in the middle of the night. Like, purposely, she sat that thing right there in front of me so I can just be staring at
it. It sounds like it's just you.
No, it's not me. I'm pretty sure that those dolls got up in the middle of the night and just started dancing around me with knives and stuff like that.
I'm going to put my money on it's just you. I'm going to assume that the dolls didn't dance. Maybe like, it's just me.
That's probably why Rachel and I are like such best friends, because she also had the same phobia. She used to take her doll, her Barbie dolls, tear the heads off of them and bury their bodies in the...
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Bury their bodies in the backyard. Yeah,
I've never seen her again.
What?
She took off the doll's heads and just buried them in her backyard?
She buried the bodies. I guess the heads is kind of like a... No, I wouldn't say that's symbolic.
She just puts the heads on her bed. That's those trophies of the kills. All her kills lined up.
Take that, Barbie.
Wow. That's some Dexter type stuff.
Well, at least you know she finished her job.
Ah.
Yes. They're taking blood.
She's
taking their heads. She's not doing it to real people. Be happy with that.
Yeah, but that's how they start.
That's how they start.
They start with just objects and then.
Come on, you had your quirks when you were little.
Nothing like that. Nothing like burying
what
bodies.
What scared you? They're plastic Barbie doll bodies.
What scared me? Failure.
Failure? That scared you when you were a little kid?
Always.
All the time?
Yes.
Asians.
I know. understand what it's like having it.
You were talking about the stereotype. You're proving the stereotype.
Well, when you're Asian, your mom just... They go crazy about grades. You ever heard of tiger moms?
Tiger moms?
Yeah, that's...
What's that all about?
I didn't really have a tiger mom, but... Well, tiger moms basically like...
The tiger mom debate has captured the attention of parents all across the country. From the cover of Time magazine to the bestseller list, Amy Chua's book, Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother, about strict Asian parenting has exploded. Now, our Juju Chang sat down with the author to talk
about it. Oh, my God. Juju Chang?
It sounded like she said Juju Chink. I was like, what? It sounded like she said
Damn
that. I was
racist.
Like, what? What? No.
I need to leave.
No. That's what I thought she said.
This uproar.
There's a lot of controversy. Robin, I call myself a tiger cub because I was raised by tiger parents. I think you were, too.
Oh, my parents were very strict. Right? Very loving, but very strict.
Loving,
yes.
But strict. No play.
Tiger mom basically means strict parents.
Like, okay.
Strict parenting style.
So my mom's a tiger mom?
Was your mom very strict?
Yes, she was.
Parties, and that's part of the controversy. But is this style of uber-tough love parenting actually good for kids? I always swore I would never raise my kids that strictly. But when I spoke to Amy Chua about the controversy caused by headlines like Chinese mothers are superior, she says she's been misunderstood. Let's start with the reaction to the book. It has been so polarizing. People either love you or love to hate you.
Basically, just tiger moms is that. They have high expectations of you. That's what my mom has.
Yeah, my mom too.
But Asian people want their kids to be good so they can brag. Because my mom always...
I think as...
That's what they use it for, to brag. And I can understand that because my kid was a doctor. Oh.
Believe me, my mom would brag on me and my sister if we were big things too. But if I'm just going to be a teacher... And Sierra.
But a teacher is good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're respected.
Yeah, but Sierra, she's going to be in, she's going into public relations.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is actually really, really
PR.
Good. Yeah. And the thing is.
Is it just an ethnic thing, then?
Hmm?
Ethnic thing?
Probably.
Yeah, because I don't see.
But my mom, she she actually started out as a tiger mom. Now she's just, you know, hanging tiger in the mom. Background. And
she'll let y'all do whatever?
Yeah, because as you can see, I can go out and just, you know, go out, stay out all the time. But Sierra, I guess we're both kind of very protective of, because that's the youngest one. Mm-hmm. So wherever she goes,
she's
we need
like
to know.
She's only like a year younger than you, right?
Yeah, but still. I mean, I remember when I was younger, when we walked from school, I would always tell Sierra to walk in front of me because I didn't want anybody to snatch her, and I did walk pretty fast. It's either she walks beside me, she holds my hand, or something, because I never let her be anywhere far away from me. And every time when people would pick on her, I'd be there. It's just how we are. We're always protective of Sierra.
Protective of the young, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's basically so... Yeah, we're ending on that note. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, to all you good moms, and sorry, all you bad moms.
All the crazy moms we talked about today.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad.
So I'm celebrating by watching Octomom.
Yeah. I'm just playing. Believe me, if you're watching that, I will not be talking to you for a whole entire day.
You want to talk to me while watching Octomom?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't mind. Anyone else?
We can watch
like
together.
You can watch Khloe Kardashian or whatever, but yeah. Octomom.
You just throw out Khloe Kardashian.
I don't know. I don't
not
really
even
care.
The pretty one. Not Kim.
Khloe's pretty.
You can settle for the ugly one.
I think Khloe's pretty. I think she's pretty. You can watch anyone else, but no, not Octomom. Please, no. I would not talk.
We'll do
to
it
you
together. It'll be research for the podcast.
Together. Together? No.
No, I'm just kidding.
No. But, yeah, thank you for, you
yeah,
know.
Hopefully this show will come up on Podomatic.com.
Yeah.
And follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/wasteyourtime. Yours, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just started that Twitter. We have like
5 or 6 posts.
Yeah. It's looking sad right now.
We're also on Skype. So it's Waste Your Time, the same thing, you are.
WASTEURTIME.
And we also end with what? WUT.
What is the acronym?
Yes.
Yes.
So it's just like the Twitter, but you add WUT, otherwise you'll get the kid Eugene. And pretty sure you don't
who
want
is
him.
Is that guy?
Right. Don't Justin actually added him.
Like, make us popular.
Did you get rid of him?
I don't know what I did.
Because, yeah, he added Eugene when I made the Skype. So, yeah. We're also on Gmail. And also MSN. Google Mail.
What's the address?
Oh, Waste Your Time, WUT. You know, the acronym.
It's WASTEURTIMEWUT@gmail.com.
Right.
And hopefully this is the first of very many podcasts that we're... Because I have fun.
Yeah, it's fun wasting people's time.
I have fun wasting time. But yeah, so...
We actually do have a goal. We're not going to tell you the goal until we actually get the goal, but... how many people download?
Just one person, one email, one fan mail. That'll make me happy.
One person.
Just one.
Like us.
I mean,
that's all it takes.
Just trick me. It could be my friends. It doesn't matter.
Actually, it could be Justin, or it could be me.
I don't care. I just
need
want
someone
mail.
To say that they like this, so we can just we can go on.
Yeah.
We can live our lives and be happy.
Adam Yauch. I think that's how you say his name.
Mm-hmm.
From the Beastie Boys, passed away.
Oh, that's so sad.
Some of my friends were breakdancers, and they listened to the Beastie Boys.
And we got a video for it?
We're just going to close it out with them.
Anybody?
So we're going to close out.
Yeah.
All right, so y'all have a good night.
Or a good day if you're waking up.
The beauty of podcasts, you can listen to us anywhere. You can take us anywhere.
Anywhere.
Even to your bedroom.
Hey, I do us. So go ahead.
Good night.
Now, boys, don't get into any trouble while Mommy and Daddy are gone.
So did they start a nerd dressing
and
up?
And don't make probably. A mess.
That's what it looks like.
I love those glasses.
Do you like parties?
I like parties.
We can invite all our friends and have soda and pie.
I have fun,
soda and pie.
I hope no bad people show up.
Kick it! So the other my friend's just a beach boy and I was breakdancing.
Oh, awesome. Did you breakdance?
I tried.
But it didn't work out.
No, I'll just show you one thing that I can do.
Hey, if we get people to ask, I actually want to hear him rap.
Who?
You. Because he used to rap, guys. I want y'all to get in there. Get on it. I want to hear him rap.
Whatever. Bad. You missed two classes
and no homework. Oh, damn. Yeah, I'm reading that. Why'd
you read Papa's Science? Why do we prophesy have to a party, man?
You gotta fight for your rights to party. Hey, Pop, when you're smoking, man, he said, no way. That hypocrite smokes two packs a day.
Speaking of bad moms.
You gotta
Say that.
We might as well tell them. Like, we're starting out in a car.
I'll get you out of my home if you don't
donate it.
Your mom busted in and said, what's that noise? Oh, mommy, just jealous. It's the Beastie Boys. You gotta fight.
Mother's Day.